Okay, with Ruben Rodas, Before Dawn is the short film played at the Crime Mystery Film Festival. Definitely a crime, noir, drama, thriller, suspense film. You co-wrote the screenplay with Arnold Petrie, correct?
Yes, that's correct. Hey, thank you for having me, Matthew, by the way.
No problem. So tell me about the process of like the idea coming. I'm assuming there's a bigger idea here, right?
I guess I mentioned this to you before, but Before Dawn technically is the fourth episode of what I call my own Hitman World micro series, right?
Okay.
So there's a total of eight episodes. What I was trying to do, unlike the traditional series where you have one hero or like one, two heroes and you sort of follow their journey through the series, I thought it would be interesting if I could make the main character, the hero, their own story, and a kind of a standalone episodes. Now, to generate the effect of, okay, all these characters live in this world, right? This sort of universe, they're all the same. Some of their stories and some of their own interactions, they kind of overlap with each other. Not necessarily has to follow a storyline. Each storyline is their own, right? But the theme is always the main characters always have to navigate through the difficult, say, lifestyle of being in this sort of hitman underworld, right? He has to navigate the up and downs and betrayals and some of questioning their assignments and such, right? So that was kind of like the idea behind it. Now, for Before Dawn in particular, I thought I wanted to have this concept of this very old, well, not very, but older hitman, it's already kind of like ready for retirement, right? So he's trying to figure out how to do that transition without jeopardizing his own quote unquote new future or whatever. Be as a maid that, by definition, the world that he live in is very suspicious, and you have to kind of like be always looking over your shoulder, right? Part of it, he decided to really kind of eliminate the competition or future threats, and for better lack of, taking care of like loose ends, right? There's of course this sort of element of love triangle that sort of triggers his early desire for retirement, right? But at the same time, he had developed this particular relationship, kind of like father son, with one of his prodigy. So hence the whole love triangle and
Yeah.
mystery.
Well, there's
So
motivation for him, right? So I don't know. Obviously, I don't know this world. Like I only you only know it through movies, I guess. Like, and that can be kind of sensationalized, but one would assume that if you're a veteran hitman, that there's no retirement, I guess, right? That they have too much information, they know too much. So either they stay in the game because they're motivated to stay in the game, or they get whacked themselves, I guess, right?
So if we were to, I just, like anybody else, obviously, I sort of try to imagine what it will be to be part of that world, right? We always quite often see other much more sophisticated, complex, and almost like glamorous idea what a secret agent might have, or this type of like gun by higher by gun might be. But anyway, whatever the any angle you look at it is, if you were to be in that type of world, like imagine like, if you're like a super a Lord Drog or something like that, if you want to get out of that world, there's only kind of one way to get out, which is 6 feet under, right? The question of getting out it's not really if you can get out or no, if it's if you can cheat that, basically, right? So that was kind of part of the motivation of it. I did also like that the fact that I wanted to play with the concept of time. He only had that very limited window that he could do this. And if he can pull it off, then it's like just riding into the sunset while sipping margaritas, you know what I mean? So yeah, so it started like that, and I obviously when I wrote it, I put all those elements together, and then I reach out a little bit to my buddy Arnold, who is also a very good writer, because I'm not really a primarily a writer per se. I always have the chance say a bit of a spoil of working with writers my whole career. During the pandemic, I put upon myself to start writing a lot again, because I'm always writing my concepts, I always writing my treatments and stuff like that. And then I work with writers here and then, and or when if I took on another project. So that was really good, because I know Arnold for quite some time, and he understands my vision and what I was trying to do. So he helped me to like really shape it and have it kind of like to the point that I want it top notch. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, no, it's pretty cool. So tell me about so you just filmed this episode, but you want to film more episodes or?
So we've done six episodes
Oh, so you've
already.
already filmed the six
Oh
episodes.
yeah. So there's only two more left to do.
So where can people see get on your website? They watch it on your website or?
So yeah, so they could, yes. Yeah,
But
yeah.
what do
I'm
you
trying to keep it a little bit on the low so
oh
far, because
good
there's
so
still
you want you
some of
want
them.
what do you what's your motivation? You want like what are you kind of looking to do?
So my idea is I'm gonna be doing a big sort of relaunch once I got the chance to shoot the two last episodes.
Okay.
So I'm gonna do a relaunch of the whole series as a whole, right? Because right now, all these six episodes, they're being in different film festivals individually, right? But then I'm planning to do tours. Most likely the end of this year, like a whole, okay, here's the whole series for you to watch and see and whatever. I do have certain, kind of like privately, so to speak, that we can certainly later on share with people more aggressively. But right now it's a little bit on the down low. But of course, yes, some of the episodes you can watch it and my website, yes. And you'll see what I mean by how the stories kind of cross over, or the stories make reference to other episodes, certain characters, they're reference other characters, and so you can see their relationship. And obviously, and then the last episode, I bring in back a couple of the main characters, and like a flashback, so to speak. So you kind of see, oh, all these people, they do belong to this universe, right?
Gotcha. So it's the hit list micro series, but you just
Yes.
send us this film Before Dawn, which is a standalone film. It's got its own beginning, middle, and end.
Yes.
So we
So
don't
that's
need the
it.
context. We don't need the context that this is
Yeah,
actually
so
a
that's
movie.
so that yeah, so that was always my idea, that regardless of each short film be connected with the other episodes. Like, so that's it is exactly what you said. Each episode is its own standalone short film, right? It does represent very well the concept of what the film, the series is about, and the journey of, let's say, our villain slash hero is sort of it's very similar, right? Yeah.
That's a fantastic idea, really is. So okay, so tell me about okay, so this particular project that the one that I've seen. So tell
Yeah.
me about your casting, because obviously the main actor in your film,
Yeah.
what's his name is Jack. What's his name?
Jack Mulhaney, an
Jack
amazing
Mulaney.
actor. Yeah, he's an amazing actor, and we have become very good friends over the years. We've been working together already for about, I'll say, maybe 7 years now. He's really, really good. I mean, I like to think that shows in the screen. Sometimes I'm looking at, and I remember having this conversation with Jackson. It's like I was in a post-production, I was in editing. I'm looking at the film, and I'm watching him doing his thing. And at one point, I completely forgot that was Jack. It's just like he's the guy, you know what I mean? So I was like, oh wow, I even like I know who he is, and I know he's playing this character, but I was completely also taken over by the fact that he's just so freaking good. So you know, I forgot he's my friend, right? You know,
Yeah.
so that yeah, that was very good. And obviously, casting is always important, and I've been lucky to have the support of very good actors that not only they always wanted to do something with me, but I get to know these people very well over the years. We became friends as well. That's for me is always a plus. And I kind of really when I wrote it, he was at my top choice, right? And at the beginning, I was having a little bit of trouble because he was kind of busy. And then of course, I was trying to secure I was trying to be smart enough with all the budget and all that, and I really wanted to have him be part of it. And all these productions are being done, even though it's not a union production overall. It's all being done by SAG standards and SAG actors. They're really great actors. So, yeah. So navigating that, because sometimes this you want to have someone, and then not necessarily the actor itself might not have certain things. You got to deal with the agents. You got to deal with the union, and it has its own sort of production headaches, right? But he was always very accommodating. Then towards the end, I mean, the people at SAG, they're really great. They're really over the year, the past, especially the past years, they've been great helping independent productions to have producers like myself, filmmakers like myself, to use their talent, right? Not necessarily saying, oh, your production has to be union production, right? Which is always a great. So yeah, so that's
So Jack goes back to Porky's. He's one of the guys in Porky's from
yeah.
my research before.
Oh
That's
yeah,
like one of the
that's the
that's like
real
one of
deal,
the
man.
movies that's like unfortunately part of my childhood because I remember
Oh yeah, like I said, like he's the real deal, man. You see them all the time in like CSI New York. He's like in Law and Order. He's doing some other things. I'm very happy that you know now I can say he's my you know we've developed this beautiful friendship. He is my friend, and but he's such a great, sharp actor, and it's super easy going, you know. And like I said, this guy is like he's doing the scenes with like Robert De Niro, you know what I mean? So it's like yeah, I just feel really lucky really
Because he was in Awakenings, I guess, right? So basically, so he literally did a scene with Robert De Niro,
oh
so.
yeah, no, yeah, absolutely. And then of course it's my co-producer and also and John Kreffel. He's also a great screenwriter, you know. He's been trying to do more, he's getting there. And then I have Lorenzo Puzan, is great American Italian actor. He's also the real thing. You know, he's in this huge Netflix show with Zoe Saldana, and then you know he was in Catch 22 and all those. Like, I mean, again, you know, these guys are professional working actors, right? And the newest on the lineup is really Vlada. Vlada is amazing. I worked with her before in another project. She is a supermodel, and now she's switching from the modeling world into acting. She, you know, has a natural talent for it, and obviously she did the work. I admire that, you know, she did all the classes, she did all the rehearsals, she did her homework. So I see a really good role talent that very soon she's gonna be, you know, really high up there. And we keep working together. So I think it came out pretty good. I obviously it's fair to say that I'm very happy with the cast that I had. Because they did not only they embody the characters very well, but they really brought that extra. They also came with ideas, right? Especially with Jack. With Jack, we always like throwing ideas. What about when I'm thinking about this guy, I'm thinking this guy is doing this, or this is kind of like that. Or like, you know, the relationship that he has with this other character. And yeah, so he's great in that. And I really, at least this is one of the things that I really enjoy in the earlier process of like building the character and try to bring more value to the story, right?
So you got really like it's really the two scenes, right? The scene in the was the office or room, like, and basically where it's like there's
It's
double
pretty fast.
crosses and triple crosses going on, and like I don't want to give too much away, but basically you kind of like, and then you got, we're talking about Jack, where he's half the scene, half the movie, he's just sitting down behind the desk, you know, with a gun to his face, and he's like cool as a cucumber, right? Where it's like easy to say, because we've seen that with like James Bond, whatever like that, like in movies before, but not an easy role to play. Like it's to be convincing, let's just say, right?
No, absolutely. And and that's what I really like about him, that he brought into the screen. You can really tell the presence that he has. He's just like, it's so, his demeanor, it's like he's calm, it's like really, like you said, he's fresh as a cucumber. He's like, but in his mind, it's like he's analyzing all the situation. He's trying to figure out how to buy more time, how he's gonna get out of this pickle, and also trying to figure out who really is the rat, or who really is worthy to saving, her lover or his so called prodigy that is almost like a son, right?
And I like the idea that the girl is, I don't even know, there's this, I know she's a supermodel, so there's, but I like that she's like taller than everybody.
So that was another thing. I mean, I'm glad that you mentioned that, because this is kind of, I mean, this is sort of like a Easter egg for myself, I suppose. This is just one of the things. Like, I love really strong female characters, but that also has to do with their presence, right? Regardless of their height, right? But in this case, I really want her to really stand above the two main guys that were like, kind of like, overtaking the whole story. And she's the real mastermind. She's the real master puppet. You know what I mean? So I think she did fantastic. I mean, we did a bunch of things during rehearsal when we were trying things, and like really quickly. And like I said, she also had has and more ideas of herself. So that was great. She's
And then the other scene is like, it's really kind of like going back, like kind of like in the alleyway scene where you have some like really good.
flashbacks.
Pardon? What did you say?
Oh, you're talking about the flashlight, the flashbacks.
Yeah, no, but it's the alleyway scene. Yeah, kind of like he's talking about the, but it's some pretty good fight choreography there. Who did your choreography?
So I have a friend of mine called Koji, and I met him a long time ago in another project. But he also had, at the time, I'm talking about back in the day, I know Koji now for like maybe 18 years now, but he had another, he was part of this Japanese theater group, right? And they were doing this samurai classes at the time. And I remember, so I took one of them, and then he also, that's how I find out that he was a stunt performer. He's a really nice guy, a stunt performer, and we did some other things together. And so when I talked to him about this, I'm just glad that he had the time, because he's also busy. He did a couple of things for like Daredevil and things like that. You know what I mean? And I was like, so I have this idea. I did a bunch of martial arts growing up as a kid, so I do have a very good idea and fundamentals. Obviously, and the same thing. I also I was in a Air Force and an airborne school, so I got that going on as well. But in the screen, I wanted to really portray it, and not only in a believable way, but at the same time, I wanted to be safe for the actors, right? Because not necessarily all the actors have that background, and you know how it is. We got to do it for the screen, make it look cool. But I do a lot of extreme sports and all that, so I'm all about safety, 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 right? So that's where Koji came in with his expertise too. And because he's been doing it, he already knows, understand also certain camera angles and things like that. So I was like, hey, what if I do this? Would this will work? Or how would you do it? I kind of want to see the guy punching him with the elbow in the face or something. And then he will go, well, you know, a better move will be this and yada, yada, yada. And so we kind of like got together one whole afternoon and we sort of flesh out the fight scene. There's no like over choreograph. I want it to be kind of somewhat simple but realistic, you know what I mean? Fighting is, I don't know about you, but I always see it's fair to say that I got my fair amount of getting in trouble. And so you know, I got the scars to prove it. And fighting is messy, right? And it's never come the way that you might think, right? And also you don't know who you're messing with. You can see some kind of John Doe that looks like a,
Exactly, yeah. It
yeah,
could be a
some
black
guy,
belt in karate kind of thing. You
right?
never
Exactly, some guy could look like a flake, but he's actually a world champion MMA guy. You know what I
know.
mean? So yeah,
So
so that
okay,
was.
so tell me, okay, so you're doing all these episodes and you're doing your own thing. You're like you're a pretty busy guy, but this is like I would assume this is kind of your passion project, I guess, right?
Yeah, so obviously I am a working director cinematographer, right? And there, in a way, the pandemic kind of forced me to really finish it and start like shooting because I was saving money. This whole micro series really is a stepping stone into bigger projects I've been developing for 10 years now, really. In a way, this is some, I wouldn't say a test, but it's some testament of, okay, we can do this type of productions with a good production value, high quality. If all goes well, which is you know, I'm aiming on and using this as a living proof that the next project I want to do, it's much more, what's the word I'm looking for?
Ambitious.
Much more ambitious. Yes, thank you. Yeah, and much more bigger production value. So for that, I will need a bigger wallet. That's what I'm trying to say, right? So, and for that, you know, it will be nice that someone come on board and partner up with me, or a couple more people who wants to partner up. And having this shorts and having this type of work showcase that not only the quality of the work, but that we, when I say we, me, my team, we are able to pull out these type of productions. To give them the so the sense the security or sense of security that, you know, your money will be well invested, right?
Gotcha.
That's it, right?
So I'm
So
on your Instagram page. It's this, the films are doing well. Like you're getting some awards. Yeah, getting
yeah,
some
I'm very happy with
recognition.
that. I'm very happy with that. All the films are getting at the very least 2-3 awards, and what I'm most happy about is that it seems to hitting home with the key categories and the key people that have been looking at there. I'm very happy and humble and glad that people really liked it. I'm having people sending me messages and congratulating me, but also it's like, man, this like it was. I was like, I to the edge of my seat. I was like gripping. I was like, what's going on? And it felt like it was like, you know, it felt like a really like a longer movie. But I was invested in the characters and so on, and I got all sorts of comments, right? But it makes me feel much better knowing now those comments that it hit home with many people, what I was trying to do. Because, you know, I think it's very hard to try to do those movies where the villain really is the hero and you're trying to root for the villain, right? And it has that sort of anti-hero kind of So in a way, that's kind of what I was trying to do, right? I was trying to make this more character driven more than the actual just the action itself, right? And I'm just happy that people identify with that, and it's been generating good response with the festivals and the awards and stuff like that. So that all that certainly helped, and I'm very thankful for everybody to to value that and recognize and yeah.
Yeah, 100%. And what did you think about the feedback that we sent you, the audience, what they had to say about your film?
Oh yeah, those guys were great. I felt, like I said, surprised and humble, and at the same time I was like, man, I mean, I got nothing but thank you to those people for seeing what I've seen and to actually taking the time and look at it, because you know how it is. Like, it's already a huge uphill battle just to write, shoot, and finish a film and then put it out there. You know what I mean? And then once you put it out there, that's the real test. It's like, I don't know how people's gonna react, because we live in such a different times now. Even there's certain things that, quote unquote, you're not allowed to say anymore in movies. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not gonna let that determine the type of movie I want to do. I want to do it because it's like, at the end of the day, it's a movie and it works for the movie, and the character's supposed to be this bad, right? But it's a fine line to try to know offend anybody or try to like tap on like certain sensitive topics here and then. So for that, for the comments and all that that I've seen from the people that were kind enough to give their honest opinion, like, I honestly appreciate that, and I thank to them the every single opinion about it. And I'm making notes, I'm paying attention, right? Because that's really what I want to do. If I want to do the next one even better, so then I might, open my ears and open my eyes and make notes about what people are saying about it, right?
Yeah, 100%.
And that's a huge help in itself, because it really give you that non-biased perspective about what the film is about. Because you know how it is, you do something and you might think, oh, it's good, or no, it's not that good, or it's, oh man, I don't know, and you really know, because you're so invested in it, and it's hard to take that step back and look at it with like very objective
Yeah, of course, yeah.
eyes, right? So that's why I appreciate the feedback and the comment from the audience, right?
Well, you seem like you're a busy guy, so I'm sure we'll talk again when you either
I
you
try to
showcase
be.
another one of your films or we put them all together and make a feature, whatever you kind of plan on doing. But I'd love to help you out in any way and showcase your stuff. And whenever I think that you're gonna do a big launch, it seems like, right? When you're ready, and then let us know.
Yeah, I've been doing it independently for each sort of episode, but yes, but it will be fun. I absolutely will let you guys know. I mean, I'm again, like I said, well, thank you first and foremost to choosing my film and then to choosing to share with your platform, right? That's why we do this thing. At least for me, I every tiny teeny film, whatever I do, I like to showcase it. I mean, that's what I do. I'm not just gonna do it and have it asleep on the shelf somewhere, you know what I mean? And then, like I said, it's a stepping stone to the bigger projects that I want to do. And I'm constantly trying to balance work life, even though this is a lifestyle, and I had to also navigate certain things of what I want to do, what versus what I need to do, and then walking very fine lines between not get caught up or complacent on like, oh, I'm doing pretty well by myself by just working and all these clients and all these things, and like I need to remind myself constantly that first and foremost I am a filmmaker, and while it's nice to do bigger commercial work and TV shows here and then, there's always like, I want to do my own thing.
I get it.
I've been helping other people to do their thing too. So it's like, I want to do my thing too, and people get excited about it, and
Yeah, I think they are. All right, man. Well,
Yeah.
let's talk again soon, and I appreciate your time, and enjoy the
Okay,
rest of
Cameron.
your day.
Thank you, Matthew. Thank you, everybody. And I hope you really enjoy the film. And then soon enough, everything else will be out there for you to check it out. And finally, feel free to reach out. I always appreciate the people saying hi and some comments. And
Cool.
yeah,
All right, man.
and likewise,
Talk
if I can
soon.
help other filmmaker, that's it.